Begin the current daven set the siyum and daf peches. Begin the amenal. Begin the tes master. Begin with the gemara. Then shetzarich lema havdol b'chayin adas, because he has to say havdol b'chayin adas. So therefore, that's why it's not possible to say me'ein yud ches, because you have to say havdol, and it could only be in chayin adas, and atachayin atanu, it won't fit in into habineinu. But he says hikshar ben yakim lines. He asks, what do you mean b'nichle mechlal? Why can't you include in the general category of Avineinu, like all the other brachas, they're all one word, they fit into this whole one long bridge version of the brachas, so include Havdalah too? All year round, we say Avineinu, meaning you could say in the bridge tefillah of the Amidah, Chutz Matzah Shabbos, except Matzah Shabbos, you have to say regular Shmoneh Esrei, because you have to put Havdalah and Chayna Das, which is a separate bracha. The Gemara has a parag, v'nichle mechlal, mind you, included in the general category. So the Gemara remains with a kasha. So why don't you say something over here? Ask the same kasha on what the Gemara is saying. Well, that Batir 3, the re-answer says, no, the hasim over there in that Gemara, the chalashon, mispala binin, is going on all year round, yudam abineinu, mishso, mishom, avdallah, ha'ilashon, as I said, so the Gemara had added a question, because avdallah, you shouldn't change the order. Kim nefshlochel, because you can include it anyway, and all year round, that's what you do. Abul Hachav Rabbi Hiddis really did he hold the Chalashon and Mispalash Shemayin Esrei is that this Mandama holds it all year round, you have the regular Shemayin Esrei. So, but Katam called the hoop for a small little reason, Ein L'Shans, I said you shouldn't change the order. Because you need to say Abdullah anyways, a Chayin Adas. So, if you all year round said it, so okay, so then we'll maintain it and we'll be coiled. But if you don't usually, so therefore it has to be a really strong reason. And again, it's a flaw in the reason because you have to say Abdullah, so therefore we're not going to change of how we normally do. The next test to begin with the Gemara, Edith Sully. So I don't understand. You resolved Rabbi Yossi, but if you're saying it's Tomah the way Davin, so they might time the Rabbanon. What's the reason Rabbanon? The Rabbanon now are also contradicting themselves. Now, and more of it's even more difficult if you daven, how would they let going to the mikvah in Yom Kippur? So this table, it's a wonder to me. Now, why is the Gemara asking this question on the opinion of the Rabbanon, specifically now that we're saying, oh, that on the second brisa that they permit to be table even after mincha, and the ila, like we explained, because they already davened, and that is ima kamina nami but like tali, but right? I mean, even if we explain it as toma where he didn't daven, still takes shalom my tamid rabbanon. We still have a difficulty. What's the reason rabbanon? Because hola el amir rabbanon b'yisi. Because previously that we had the rabbanon b'yisi quoted that daf got a mincha that only up until mincha at avagav delayed tali. I mean, up until mincha you could table, and that if it happens after mincha you can't table, even if you didn't daven the ila. Because, they hold Ne'ilah is in the evening. And you can tell them what's Yom Kippur. So McCain takes the Rabbanon. So anyways, you have a difficulty Rabbanon. Because you see that it's about davening. And there, there was only up until Milcha. Because then you have to daven Milcha. And Ne'ilah they hold by Ma'ariv. So what does it have to do if you daven? Even if you didn't daven. Still, you would daven Ne'ilah at night time. And so it's a white lava table. Now, Lafayah Maskana, the McMinan, Laha, but according to the conclusions of Taisus, that we explain the second brisa that it's Kribius to be Hudam, Sanicha. So actually it makes sense because Shayin Lahakshim, Jabon Rabbis Behudal, Rabbon Rabbis Mechlafta. We said it's two different Rabbiases. So according to Maskani, right, we don't have a difficulty. Avalamai, just like the Chashab, but now according to what the Gemara assumes at this point, the Tavai Rabbis Mechlafta both are the same Rabbisi, Rabbis Mechlafta. So take Shabban Rabban. We have a difficult Rabban on the Rabbanon that even without Tzali, even if Ain't a Tzali. So, like we've had in the first brisa. So why does he have to say, "Oh, eat tzali"? Then my time drop on. That's a touch, but really it appears to me like this: Iyamid b'shleimi to be the delayed tzali. If you're going to say that both are talking about where they didn't daven the ila yet, then actually us like tikshul chedurban rabban. Then we actually would not have a contradiction rabban. Why? Because maybe you could say like this: Tfilas ne'ila nesak nekach. The way ne'ila was instituted was like this: Either l'spal oisay to daven oyba yoyim, either during the daytime and the mincha l'mala from after mincha and onward. Or at night, like a person wants to. Now, the other community, this that we had said previously, that Adam Mincha Besulay, that they hold in the first price, so that you only Ketayvel, if it's before Mincha, not more than that. That Keshadaitel is Palo, it's a Balayla. That's when you have in mind that you can have a Neil at nighttime. And yeah, if you can have a Neil at nighttime, so you have no excuse to tell during the daytime. The other Mahacha call Yem, this that the second price says that it's all day, it's Keshu Reitel is Palo, but Yem, when you want to have during the daytime. And now why? Why would that be an excuse? Ah, you could daven at night time. Then you could be prepared to have the suda, which Taisa previously says at Yom Tim, in the beginning of the night, Amati Mikipur. Now, Vav Bishir Lahamdat Laila Spal, although you could technically wait, like we explained up until night time and daven, a tira lay little be a Mikipur, Laspal, they permitted you to table in Yom Kippur and to daven. Why? What's permitted, what's prohibited on Yom Kippur, as we had in previous daven, is only a bathing of pleasure. And also you should be able to have the meal right away at after Yom Kippur and not have to go to the mikvah. You're allowed to table and daven during the daytime. We explained this to him, he already daven. Then my tavern rabban. Then what's the reason rabban that permit you to table during the daytime without any reason? Because that's another davening. That's what the Gemara is saying, like the different maskal taisis, iditzali. Only then the question was my tavern rabban. Tinek says Master Potter begins with the words the Gemara Ksabi, they hold Tfilah b'zman a mitzvah. Tfilah, in its appropriate time, is a mitzvah. So the Rabbanan of the second Braisa, they say you're allowed to table, even if you're already davening Eilah, simply because, yeah, it's a mitzvah, it's a table b'zman. So it stimulates a wonder to me. Tava must like Shuyim in the Rabban de'el of the Rabban de'hacha. We can still ask a contradiction in the opinions of the Rabbanan. Why? K'del El Amri previously recorded the Rabban of saying, Avagav d'leit Tzali, even though a person didn't daven, ain't a table the mincha malik. Cannot table after minchan onwards, even though he didn't daven neil yet. Oh, I mean, here we say afilo tali kvar that even if he daven neil already, table he could table. That seems to be a contradiction. If somebody says what you can say is maybe you could say like this: the hidalel the kumarav mincha, the first price that said that you could daven that you could table only up until mincha time. Hoche brushi. Explain this like this: b'shvil had tefila because of davening, ain't a tzarich litvol. You don't have to table elad a mincha. Only up until mincha time. Meaning, the way Tosfos' understanding is, he's not coming to say that you're not allowed to tevel after mincha. Rather, he's saying that from mincha and onwards, if you tevel, it's not considered as a tarech for tefillah. Okay, so Ba'asar Shmini is coming to tell us that tefillah is ne'ilah ba'layla, the tefillah of ne'ilah is at nighttime. So if you're going to tevel after mincha, it's not going to help you for davening. Now, miyu, but you're right. Mishum tefillah b'zman mitzvah yeshal litvah. You're right, like we're saying over here, Rabban hold, alts davening. Out tevling for the idea of immersing in its appropriate time, that there is a mitzvah. And yeah, you could do it. So wait a second, so what's benafkim, so what's the difference? So what we'll have to say, because of davening, it's not really necessary after mincha, but you're allowed to tevel because of bizman and mitzvah. Yeah, but the difference is hecha the onus, where to be on a person's control and he's not able to tevel during the daytime. And that's what we're saying, according to Rabbanu, le'yivata b'zeh tefillas ne'ilah. For that reason alone, a person should not void davening ne'ilah, because the Tanakh is actually coming to tell us a leniency. That if all the mikvahs are closed in the afternoon of Yom Kippur, we should not worry, what's with Ne'ilah. Because he could daven at nighttime when they open up the mikvahs, which people bathe in the evening time. But according to B'Yasi, the first Braisa, Ile Motzi Tavu Bayim, if you cannot daven during the daytime, he also is Balkla, tells us that he cannot daven Ne'ilah at all. And therefore, that's why a person has to be careful to make sure and do whatever he can to table during the daytime, simply to be able to daven neilim. But that's why it's not a contradiction in the Rabbanim, because yes, they're both true, and it's just for different reasons. And like we said, there's going to be a nafkamina regarding if you could daven without tevling. But of course, you could tevel because bisman is mitzvah. The next says Masada begins with the Gemara Mechlad Rabbi Yisi Saver. The inference is that Rabbi Yisi holds tefillah bisman is love mitzvah. That tefillah bisman is not mitzvah. The Gemara asks, how we find Rabbi Yisi when the name of Hashem is written on his flesh? That we see that he holds tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, yes, the first price is based on Mechalafta, the second price is based on Yehuda. Well, why don't we ask a contradiction also from the Rabbanon? Because it's Sabri, because they hold in the second price that you can table even after Mincha, because tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah, like we said in the previous Taisis, that it's a mitzvah. Brice of the Maisi, but now the third Brice that they bring tefillah hulah, love mitzvah, holds it's not a mitzvah. Because you say that if it's on the skin, Chum said that you wrap it with a reed. And because they hold tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah, and we're not concerned that it's going to hold back the tefillah for tomorrow. So, do they hold tefillah b'zman as mitzvah or not? So, Tosfos Yesh Lamed says like this: the El Amri mitzvah that previously they said tefillah b'zman is mitzvah, meaning v'in lav b'zman b'meizur b'maskavet. So, therefore, you shouldn't bypass the time deliberately, intentionally. La'achis v'ilu that's why they hold the tefillah min chalamal. Yeah, you could tevel even after minchan onwards. Because you want to table bezmana. Abimah shehinam v'dista, they say in the third brisa, sheeshlan lechaz achigemi, that you should go after the reed. Bezer leititcha bevad the tefillah. That's not definitively going to go ahead and push off the tefillah, because you might find it today and table today. And if it gets pushed off, fine. That's okay. But the idea of tefillah b'zman mitzvah, like I said in the previous one, is not to deliberately, not to make it a situation that you're not going to be able to. But here you could. But another difference is that even if you know for sure today that you're not going to be able to get the gemi today, but mipnei kavod Hashem, because the honor of Hashem's name, that doesn't contradict that although generally they hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah, but for Hashem's name, we won't do it b'zmana. That's why it's not a steer of the Rabbanan. But B'yasi, to the contrary, it's a kolshkin that it's a question. Because the Gemara is asking the B'yasi in the second Brayse, so it definitely contradicts what he says in the third Brayse. So because even you could differentiate, like we're saying, that there's a difference between these two halachas, but to the contrary, that if anything, that would make the steer of B'yasi even greater. Because if by the second Brayse, the B'yasi permits to be mevatlet, even deliberately, regarding tefillah b'zmana, for sure that it shouldn't permit in the Gemara, when it's not deliberately, and therefore that's what the Gemara is asking, a contradiction in Rabbi Yosi. Continue the next and final Taisis in Masechtas Yuma, which Mitzvah Shem will be explaining over Shabbos, as will be Messiah Taisis and Masechtas Yuma for the Bar Mitzvah of my oldest son, Meir Isaac, and his Bar Mitzvah for the Musaf of the Rosh Chodesh. We'll have the Musafin. And, you know, we have Tmidin Kisidrum, we have every single day the Daf HaYomi, but sometimes you have Simchas that are an addition. And that's the Tesbis, and we'll be Messiah it over there. We'll read the words, Mapesh Chaye, it increases his life, Sagi Umaske, he has children and grandchildren, the way Rashi says, which Tesbis says, Vodem is Ladavar, and an allusion to this is, Yirizera, if he sees seeds, meaning if he has carry, Yarech Yam, he'll live a long time. Mefarshim come to explain what exactly he's saying differently than Rashi, but that should be a schus. I should be able to be my gadol, my son, Mary Isaac, the first bar mitzvah, and Harbin Elohim Mekipurim. We have concluded the Perek Mekipurim with Taisis, Uslikala Mesechtas Yuma. We have concluded Mesechtas Yuma, the Ezus Hashem Yisbarach with Taisis.